The new ACA marketplace provided many legal immigrants in the region with new insurance options.
The excitement of possibly getting coverage, it started a whole healthy way of talking about health.
Toy Nguyen is director of CMAC, the Southeast Asian Mutual Assistance Association Coalition in Philadelphia. His agency in South Philadelphia helped hundreds sign up for coverage, but it wasn't easy. The ACA sign-up process was mind-boggling the first time through for native English speakers. But Asian and other immigrants faced higher obstacles.
The misinformation about people's finances and where it affects people's pocketbooks were actually big.
Many work in service and contract jobs where private health coverage had never been offered, but didn't realize they're now eligible for coverage and subsidies under the ACA. Nancy Nguyen directs the nearby Philadelphia branch of BPSOS, an agency mainly serving Philadelphia's Vietnamese community.
There was initially a lot of confusion, and I think actually a lot of fear to try to get on because people weren't sure why they had to divulge so much information.
But she says when people began to hear tales of someone they knew getting affordable insurance, word spread fast.
Literally, our phones just started blowing up. People just started coming to our office, and we had to self-inform.
BPSOS invited in health navigators to help its clients. CMAC organized community workshops at churches and other central spots. Language was and remains a huge barrier. Munsi Taman came to the U.S. 3 years ago, after 2 decades in a refugee camp in Nepal. She speaks no English, but heard about the ACA from a relative.
I feel like I need insurance because sometimes we may have some kind of emergency and we may get sick. And when we go to the hospital without insurance, it's going to cost a lot of money.
On her own, Taman was stuck. The insurance applications only in English and Spanish. The marketplace's phone interpreters couldn't really help people sort through the plan options. Luckily for Taman, at CMAC she met Sekar Bastola, a worker who spoke her native language. Through multiple visits, Bastola and other CMAC staffers guided legal immigrants through the process. Priscilla Huang is very familiar with the special challenges Asian immigrants and refugees face. She's with the Asian and Pacific Islander American Health Forum. Huang's group found that even when the feds offered materials in Asian languages, the documents were rife with errors. Things like made-up words for premium and common metaphors sometimes didn't translate.
We did hear some stories about consumers, for example, of a Chinese speaker who walked into a clinic and said, you know, where is the marketplace? You know, she was driving around looking for this ACA marketplace.
Cultural issues complicated matters. Asian names often confounded government websites, leading to frequent errors. The marketplace relied heavily on credit reports to verify identification, but many people lack credit histories. And at the most basic level, American concepts like copays, referrals, and preventive visits mystified immigrants. Here's Priscilla Huang again.
For many of the Asian American and Asian immigrant consumers, you know, health insurance isn't a completely new concept. And in many ways, I liken it to even a lifestyle change because the countries that they come from, this doesn't exist. The system doesn't exist.
That's why many groups are as busy today as they were during open enrollment.
Hello.
The focus has shifted to helping people access care. At CMAC in South Philadelphia, Wawa Jha and others are following up with people they helped enroll.
They don't know how to choose the doctor. They don't know how to use the insurance card.
Many are still confused. Ren Liu is a Chinese outreach worker.
I would say I will have a lot of phone calls every day, and my mailbox I need to always check every day. Yeah.
Today, she's meeting with Lin Guo. Guo, 44, came in with a confusing letter, all in English, that she just got. Liu dials up the marketplace helpline.
Say representative to speak with a marketplace representative.
Currently with a client, she don't speak English well.
Turns out this problem is easily resolved. Guo, a restaurant worker, is relieved and says she's mostly happy with her plan, which costs her less than $1 a month. As for Munsi Taman, the Nepali refugee, And this day, she's back to see Sekar Bastola, another outreach worker, because she's been snared by one of those most common problems for immigrants.
There was a mistake in my name and my husband's name on the insurance card, so I just came in to make that correction here.
Bastola tells her it'll take a week before her new card arrives. He takes advantage of her visit to go over how to pay premiums and actually use the coverage. Toy Nguyen, CMAX director, says moving forward, new community presentations are in the works, how to ask for an interpreter, and how to interact with a doctor. He and others worry how ready the health system is for a new wave of insured people who lack English proficiency and don't know how everything works. He's pretty sure the situation will keep CMAC busy.
So if that means that after getting coverage, perhaps even some hand-holding to go to that first appointment, it's very important for us to be able to do that.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.